on 91.5 WMFO and the return of the Mac, Mark Morrison, and Dance Floor Classic Monster Remix right there. Monster Remix. Sean, I know you remember that one. I know you remember that one back in the day.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we got to mention the passing away of
couple of legends.
Two of big legends. One, John Glenn.
John Glenn, one of my first heroes.
I mean, the guy, John Glenn, you know, he goes to the moon like it's a big deal or something like that.
First guy
deal.
In space, orbit the Earth.
They did that in a soundstage in California back in the 40s. They did that, and then they did it. He didn't go to the moon. That's
it was a conspiracy.
No, I'm just kidding. Big respects and shout out to the family of John Glenn, who passed away this week. Remember Kirk Douglas?
Yeah. He's
100 years old.
Wow.
Yesterday. Unbelievable. Was yesterday, 100 years old.
Unbelievable.
Now, is he the one that's doing the Catherine Zeta Jones? Do we?
No, that's no, Michael.
That's Michael.
Yeah.
He's doing it. Yeah. Okay. Was he married?
Yeah, for 60 some odd years.
He
Kirk.
Still is. 60 years. 60 he said that's what kept him alive so long.
Yeah.
Most guys wouldn't agree.
Wow. 62 years married to the same woman, the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. For 62 years.
Talk about a life sentence. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, well, also a lot of news. Kim and Kanye, I heard they may be breaking up.
The Kardashians.
Yeah.
Kim and Kanye might be breaking up.
You know
what
they call that? The Kardashian curse. Look at, well, my dad's favorite athlete, Bruce. Now it's Caitlyn. We got Lamar.
Oh, Lamar. Yeah, what happened to that poor prick?
Oh, I don't know. Probably still in rehab. The fat brother, Rob.
Rob
Scott.
That's right.
Now Kanye? We're lucky don't live in L.A., Chase.
There's something going on. There's something going on there.
Chase
I don't know.
Kardashian. It sounds kind of cool,
it's
though.
It's got a good ring.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd throw one in it.
Which one? Chloe?
Bruce. Negative. No, actually, Chloe. I like Chloe. Chloe's the best. I like her the best. She's the biggest one, right? The big tall one? Yeah. I like her the best.
So it's true, huh?
It is. I like her the best. Yeah. Well, that's what they say. I don't know. You know, we'll have to ask Lamar about that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Humphrey Port, we're going to do that on the other side of Brass Construction. Also, got to send a shout out. I forgot earlier to send a shout out to my man Mike down at Mystic Mobile. I saw him on Wednesday. Thanks again, Mike. Appreciate that. And I will send that forward that to you. Probably after the new year. I'm a little short right now, okay? Thanks, Mike. You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO, hanging out with my man John Pierce and the Wallster. We'll be right back.
Such a background.
on 91.5 WMFO. And level 42 with Something About Her. And it's about that time, and every once a month when John comes in, we call it the special John's Funky Favorites, where John picks two of his favorite songs from back in the day, and we play them in order. But this one, I understand you're going to pass one of your picks to
whatever his name is.
What his name is? What's the kid's name over there?
Walrus.
Next to you? The walrus there. What's there?
That's right.
We're going to pass one to him, right?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, there it is. All right, I got it. It's still there. All right, so what are we going to do first, John? What's the first one?
Well, first of all, I forgot one quick shout-out.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, sure.
First, I want to say yo to Brendan, and then the second, happy birthday, Scott Chain, man. Happy birthday, brother.
Happy birthday, Scott.
So I thought this week for the funky favorites, you can't have funk without having a little Maceo Parker.
Oh, which one?
Elephant Foot, I'd like.
Oh, great song. Where we at?
91.5 WMFO, Medford and Boston.
Ah.
While chilling one day, not knowing what to do, I thought I'd get my friend and go to the zoo. We didn't see an elephant or a cage. Someone had put them all on the stage. There were lumps and bumps and all kinds of grind. You know those elephants wouldn't stay in line. I said, I know just what they need. Let's teach them all to do the Wayman Reed. We practice and practice all day long to teach these elephants the elephant song. They looked at us with tight lips, just kept on moving those big elephant hips. And elephant dancing is a thing to see. And that's when I noticed they were looking at me. I said, come on, elephants, come on, let's go. And that's when one of them stepped on my toe. Elephant stepped on my foot. 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 You must give elephant a dirty look. Limits. Elephant dancing is a pretty good gimmick. I looked at my watch, it was getting late. It was about time to open the gate. People came in to see the show. Someone said, hey, look, that's Maceo. I said, can I have your attention, please? These elephants are about to dance you down to your knees. They bumped and grind and swayed all day. Started thinking about after the show, hey. I said, come on, it's not time to eat. We got to get the crowd up off their feet. We got to keep going for a while yet. Gotta help the owner out of debt. I said, anyway, after this, there's another show. And again, same elephant, same toe. Elephant stepped on my foot. 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 Elephant stepped on my foot.
You must give elephant a dirty love.
I know what I'll do. I'll feed him some of this.
Yeah. 91.5 WMFO and Maceo Parker and Elephant's Foot. I like that, John. I like that. I mean, I think we played that a couple years ago. Then we did a year ago or something. I remember that. We did. I like that. I like that one. All right. Let's keep it going, Wallace. What we got, baby?
We back here now. This is DJ Wally Boombox.
Boombox. Oh.
With the one ball, one dream, one song combo. Here's a song from my favorite movie, Friday. We got Rick James, Mary Jane.
Oh, that's a jam. That's the jam. Where we at, man?
Oh, we at 91.5 WMFO on your FM dial.
Oh! At least it's natural, huh?
Mary, love. Do it, baby.
91.5 WMFO and a classic from Rick James and Mary Jane. I have no idea what that song is talking about. But, hey, listen. Is that what it is? Oh, okay. All right. Excuse me. Rule number one. Okay, I just want to say this. I want to get this out here before I play this next song. Rule number one, if somebody's on a microphone, if a man has a microphone, that's the last person you want to mess with, you know, as far as, you know, saying stuff about him, you know, if he has a microphone, right? Am I correct?
I would think so.
So, you don't want to start trouble with a man with a man that's on a microphone, right?
No way. No.
Okay, all right.
If you have any brains.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. All right, so, Brendan, he said he liked the music, but it reminded him of high school days. Like it's old music.
Right.
That's why they call it the time tunnel, Brendan. We call it the time tunnel. I know Pittsburgh, things are a little slow. Things don't get out there as fast as they do out here.
Rust belt.
It's a little slow. I just want to know, can you let me know why they call you the sack master? Why did they? Because I was talking to Wallace.
It was from high school football, yeah.
He's a football player.
Sack master.
A tough guy, the sack master.
Yeah. You know why they called him the sack master?
No.
He had the most sacks in school, but what he neglected to tell everybody was that they were on his chin in the locker room.
Not on the field.
All right, tough guy. All right. Don't mess with the man with the mic, okay? Don't mess with the man with the mic. Oh, man. 91.5 Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. We're the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day, hanging out with my man John Pierce and the Walrus. Man, we're having a good time down here tonight.
Oh, yeah. Eat it, Brennan.
And people hanging out with Facebook. Hold on. Let me get a quick checkout. Hold on. Lucy. Hi, Lucy. My man Jay and Alita checking us out. Christina's back with us. And, who's that? John. Okay, all right, cool. All right, thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Just like sweet wine, baby, your love's intoxicating. Why'd I have to taste it? Cause it's much too good to waste.
Yeah, text us back now, tough guy. 91.5 WMFO. And I know what you're saying. You already played Midnight Star. Didn't you play Midnight Star? I did. But it's my show, and I can play Midnight Star twice if I want to, because it's my show, right? You know what I'm saying, Wally? It's my show, man. If I want to play the song, I play the song.
It's your show, Chase.
You know what I mean?
It's your show. We're here for the ride.
Yeah, we're here for a ride. You know what I'm saying?
Big John's taking pictures again. Oh, God. Here we go.
Oh, man. John with the camera. All right. Brings us up to 11:30. And 11:30, it's time for our jazz interlude. And tonight's jazz interlude is being brought to you by Bob Amendment. He calls this one South for the Winter on the Jazz Interlude on Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Yo, turn this up, man. This is nasty. 91.5 WMFO just concludes our jazz interlude. Bob Bannerman in South for the winter. All right, now, before we get into our last 30 minutes, we call the Jam 30, a quick Humphrey report. As you know, last week, Humphrey, like as I said, we have the ice maker installed in his kennel, so he can get the ice and just go and get the ice and pour the scotch and bring it right to me. But now we've also made another adjustment. Right down the end of the street, there's a new convenience store that just opened up. So I used to send him down to the package store, which was two blocks down, but there's a convenience store down the street now, so all he has to do is walk down the street. So I said, listen, can you go down there and grab me a pack of butts and a six-pack of a Bud Light? So he's like, yeah, sure, no problem. So he goes and I noticed when he goes out the back door, he usually goes out the back door and then he'll leave like the little slotted crack so he can get back in. But this time he closed it. So I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting there waiting. About 10 minutes go by. No Humphrey. 15 minutes go by, no Humphrey. About 20 minutes, he comes rolling back in the yard. And you know, he's got the smokes in a brown bag. I said, you forgot the beer. He goes, yeah, well, they don't sell beer there. They just sell, you know, smokes and soft drinks. So I didn't want to walk down the street and get your beer. So I said, well, what was in the bag? He says, well, I had something, you know, something that I got picked up from the store down the street. I said, well, what was it? He says, I'd rather not show you. So I'm just going to put it out in the trash can and, you know, here's your smokes. So I said, all right. So he goes out and, you know, go out in the garage and does his thing. And he comes back in, sits down on the floor, watch the football game. So I go out in the yard and I sneak, you know, go out in the garage and I sneak to see what, you know, what was in the bag. And sure enough, there were six empty Bud Light cans in the bag. He walked down to the package store and he drank the six beers and left them. So that's the health report. No damage, nothing damaged, no accidents in the house, nothing like that. He just polished off a six-pack of beer on me on the way back to the store.
Bud Light's for champs.
They are the champs. Right. All right, that's the health report for this week. And with that being said, let's get into the last 30.
Yeah,
here we
maybe.
Go. All right, here you go, Lucy. 91.5.
Yeah. Spider-Man and freeze in full effect.
Uh-huh. You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Bring it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah.
Yo. Situation is
serious.
Let's cure it, cause we're running out of time. Seen from the start, it's all so
deadly.
When love is not together from the heart, check it out.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Miss her, kiss her, love her.
Wrong move, you're dead.
Girl is
poison. Never trust a big button smile. That girl is poison. If I were you, I'd take precaution. Before I step to meet my girl, you know, cause in some
caution,
you'll think she's the best thing.
So better lay low, scheming on hot money and the whole show. The low pro ho should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's winning to you, but I know she's a loser. How did you know? Me and a crew used to do her.
Poison, 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 poison,
words and ask him be with a high power check. Michael Biggins here, and I'm running the show. Bell, Biff DeVoe. Now you know. Yo, Slick, blow.
It's driving me.
A 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Nothing really matters to me when you're gone, when you're gone. Nothing really matters to me when you're gone, when you're gone.
Why I have to say goodbye to you. you want to stay alive this holiday season. When you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right. All right, once again, we're going into the holiday season. Please, please, if you're going to be drinking, please have a designated driver or take Uber or just don't drive. We want to see you around for the new 2017. You've been listening to the Time Tunnel. My name's Chase Carson.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's last call for alcohol. Please make sure you get your last drink orders in at this time. Once again, it's last call for alcohol.
Yeah.
on 91.5 WMFO and after 7 and Ready or Not. And once again, I enjoyed bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We do it every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here at 91.5 WMFO. I'd like to thank my man, John Pierce. Man, thank you, John, for stopping by. Man, I always have a blast when you come by, John.
Yeah,
you know
I
that.
I have fun. Hey, listen, can I just say something? I probably won't talk to anybody before the end of the year, but what a year we've gone through. What we've witnessed and stuff this year with, like, the election. I mean, nobody's happy. What are you going to do? I don't think if either one, it doesn't matter who won, it was going to be, you know, people are going to be unhappy, but let's band behind the guy and try him out anyways. But you know what people don't realize?
What's that?
No matter who won this year, it was a historic presidential election. If Hillary won, it would have been the first time two presidents had slept together. Now that Trump won, it's the first time a billionaire moves into public housing previously occupied by a black family. So there you go. We got it.
I don't think that's necessarily, but I get your point. Thanks, John, for hanging out with me, man. I definitely appreciate that. My man, the Walrus. Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey, anytime, man. You come back.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a great night. Hey. Sorry for him. He's a little inappropriate. I grew up with him, so it was pretty tough. Trust me.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'll talk to you about that later, Ronan.
Yeah, we can't even mention any of it on the air because it was quite the inappropriate childhood. But a quick shout-out I forgot. The Goof Brothers, Fort Point in Cambridge. Shout-out to all the carbs that are still living because Cambridge Goof's on the wedding diet. And also, I know everyone's pretty jacked up from the show. Chase laid down some beats tonight.
Whoa, so, we did, baby. Yes, we did.
If you're looking to go to bed, my buddy Mark McNeil's giving free bedtime stories after the show. So feel free to head on over to Southie.
He's giving free bedtime stories after the show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Put you right to sleep.
All right, I wonder what the brother's doing out in Pittsburgh after the show.
Oh, he's probably crying himself to sleep.
Now, yeah. He's passed out by sleep, huh?
Yeah.
All right. You said off the air that he also he works as a fluffer in the male porn industry too.
Yes, he does.
He's a fluffer.
Yes, he is a fluffer.
All right. Well, Pittsburgh.
They call him a fluffer now down in Pittsburgh.
Well, anyway, guys, hey, man, I appreciate both of you guys stopping in, man. Thanks. I'm going to see you. I'll see you probably in the next couple of days.
Would you just say we had a ball? Is it some sort of joke?
Yes, it was.
Hey, man, leave the guy alone.
See, I know.
We had a ball. You had a ball, too, before.
We went the whole show.
I had two balls.
We wasn't going to say anything about that. The whole show, we said we wasn't going to say anything about that, right? Because we're going to leave him alone because he's a guest on the show.
Yeah.
He's here, so we can't talk about, you know, we'll actually make fun of him because he's here.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, Mike, take your ball and go home.
All right. We're packing up.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, until next Friday night, work like you do not need the money, dance like nobody's watching, and love like you want to be loved, and everything all right. So until next Friday night, see ya. Thanks a lot, guys.
That was awesome.
My pleasure, brother.
Hey, have a good trip home. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Anyway, that's our show for tonight. Good night, everybody.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
All right, people, wrap it up. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
And now for my big finish.
Showing up bumping.
Thank you all for coming.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Aw, hell.
We'll see. Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a